This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You know he ain't gonna die. Bob Carpenter was not impressed by my singing.
I'm not either.
He must not listen to the program too
Nobody's
often.
Impressed by your singing. Not even you. You just say that and act like you sing.
Something that all people are impressed by the one and only Chris Russell.
Hello, boys. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, bud.
Bruce, I got a question.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we need
you
to do.
You told JP he was off. Why the hell I got to work this?
Yeah, well, because...
Why am I here? Rooster fired me.
Here's the deal. You guys know we work in the radio business and the lack of communication industry, correct? So the schedule said B. Mitch and Russell doing a simulcast on 106.7 and 980.
You know what's
nothing
funny?
About JP.
You know what's funny?
I thought he was in on the plan.
When Rooster fired me yesterday and said I was off at 1 and that he'd take over,
right.
Clearly not a power grab. Rooster's not known for that.
No, absolutely not.
He's told me this thing. He's like, yeah, well, the schedule said it was me and B and you were off. He's like, I figured you had more important things to do. Very, very Rooster delivery. And you know what I did, B? The audacity. I just decided to check Drab's email that laid out the schedule.
And what did it say?
It says, hey, guys, there's a lot going on this week with opening day. Remotes. Grant and Danny had one. Grant and Danny had another. And then, sure enough, what does
Brian
it say?
And JP and Russell.
So what does the schedule itself say on the 980 side? Click the 980 link, and you will see why I thought it was just me and B-Mitch.
I assure you I've never clicked
right
on this
there.
Link.
What does it say? What does it say? WJFK simulcast with Russell on B-Mitch?
Did you read the email?
Well,
no, Russell
no,
on B-Mitch.
No,
did you
agree
to that?
It didn't say that.
B, did you agree to those terms?
Go to 106.7 The Fan.
Well,
did you agree to Russell on B-Mitch?
Hell no.
You know, I'm hosting an invisible radio show here because you guys are convinced that my show actually doesn't.
It says B-Mitch and Finley.
Yeah. I didn't look at that.
But did you also just not read the email?
Because the other one didn't
no,
say B. Mitch at all.
Email.
It just said Russell.
I didn't care about the email. I just read the schedule.
So let me ask a question.
But I'm damn glad to be here with both
of you.
Well,
if you're able to make unilateral decisions like it appears, do I get to leave?
Nah.
No.
Without me?
We want to subject you to an hour of abuse.
Great.
That's what we want.
That is
abuse.
What's the average person awake? 13 hours, 17 hours a day? I think that's how much abuse I get.
Rus, we need about 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah, dude.
So
go.
We need 10 minutes to just go and do what we want to do.
What do you guys
tell us about your opening day experience. Move inside so we can leave. Opening day, what does it do for you?
I mean, listen, I grew up a baseball fan. That was my first love, right? My dad like the only thing that was important to him in his life, and he's, you know, he left us, what, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, was baseball and trains. He worked for the Long Island Railroad. So I grew up baseball, playing baseball. Believe it or not, guys, back before I became a useless tub of goo, I was a Suffolk County All-Star.
Oh!
You know, 10-time multiple. There you go, Suffolk County. Attaboy, Mastic Shirley, man. Attaboy.
10-time what?
Anyway, I was a 10-time county All-Star.
Whoa.
First base, for pitcher, baseball. So baseball was
like
my first love.
Or I just said multiple
from
positions.
From like 5 years old, 6 years old, T-ball, whatever the age for T-ball was. Your boy could absolutely get after it on the diamond.
And in the bedroom.
Well. See, I'm not going to let you guys ruin the day by I didn't bring a burgundy shirt because you guys like the bus chops.
I want to hear more about your T-ball career.
And it wasn't just my T-ball career.
All right, so baseball means a lot to
me. Anyway, baseball means a lot to me. Right, exactly.
I
remember going to Shea Stadium for the first time in 1979. I was 6 years old. The smell of the grass, walking up the tunnel, even in a dank old stadium by that point, just the smells of the hot dogs and the peanuts and the popcorn and all that crap.
The mustard?
Yellow
mustard?
Yeah, well,
you love mustard.
Golden spicy mustard. There was no French's weak-ass stuff there, okay?
There's no yellow mustard in the state of New York.
It's not the yellow pants that the Washington Commanders / Redskins have been wearing for 30 years.
Come on, dog. We don't say that on the air.
Anyway, I love baseball. So I grew up with baseball. That was my first love, like I said. And here we are. You know, a lot of years later, and the Nationals.
I'm not even doing bits. You couldn't have been old enough for the 69 Mets, right?
No. Okay. I was born in 73. But they went to the World Series. They went to the World Series the year I was born. Then they won the World Series
in 86.
You were
born in 73?
Yeah, man, I am old.
Why are you old?
B, you got a couple of years on me.
No,
hey,
I'm born in 78.
Did you say hello to Tailgate Ted, by the way? Tailgate Ted's leaving.
I'm born in 78.
Bye, Tailgate Ted.
Baseball matters to you.
Yeah, I love baseball.
Opening day is romantic. Yep. Opening day is nostalgic. I hear the James Earl Jones Field of Dreams baseball, Ray, baseball. Like, I hear that speech in my brain on opening day. Yeah. I love opening day.
What about the rest of it, JP?
I love baseball. Dude, I'm a baseball mark.
I know.
Like, people that actually know me think I only focus on football. I watch every Wizards game, every Caps game. This time of year, I'm going to have every Nats and O's game. Now, they get up top TVs, and I'm watching Bravo with my wife. That's the only way to accomplish anything.
I know you have the setup with the three or four TVs on the wall and the steak on the grill. I got it.
Your setup is more the mimosas Finley, and pro wrestling.
Right, exactly.
And Brian won't come over.
Yeah, the
no,
Finley
I'm not
compound.
Doing that.
Well, I mean, I've invited B, but he's like.
I'm not drinking mimosas with all dudes, man.
Yeah,
I'll take mimosas with my lady. I'm not going to drink it with y'all.
You want to hang out in the jacuzzi?
Or? Hell no. Right. Rooster, you're taking it a little too far.
Yeah, you're taking
CK,
it too far,
CK, why
Bruce.
Did you decide to do this cross promotion, CK?
Well, his show doesn't start till 2, so he just
so I was just hanging
stuck
out.
Him on us.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid the traffic.
So we've had a great day.
Yeah.
We had Kevin Franson join us. We had Bob Carpenter join us.
I heard, yeah.
There's a lot of reason
Johnny
to
Holiday?
Be – Johnny Holiday, certainly.
Yeah.
We talked to him about the Nats, but I wanted to let you talk about the Washington Nationals that whoever wants to can hear this. I hated that they traded Juan Soto. I hated it. I can understand it, but I hated it.
Yep.
I wish ownership would have just paid him, but they didn't. Here we are, and you're finally starting to see really the benefits of that Soto trade in the majors on opening day. What are your expectations for this Nats team?
Yeah, and here's the thing. They are going to be better this year than they have the last 2 years, which was 71 wins in each of the last 2 years. I've got them at around 78 wins, give or take. I mean, would I be shocked if they're 80, 81 wins? No. Would I be shocked if they're 75 wins? No. It kind of depends on injuries and these young guys developing. And you mentioned the Soto deal. I was here the night, the last game that Soto played at Nationals Park. And we all thought it was possible, but it didn't seem like real at the time. Then they make the trade. And I keep thinking back when we heard about the haul that they got back. C.J. Abrams, obviously, with a lot of power, pop, speed. You know, he's got to be disciplined off the field, as we all know, starting at shortstop. Susana's not even here yet. Hassel had a huge spring. He'll be here soon. And then, of course, in left field, James Wood, right? And that's ultimately where this goes is on the back of James Wood. He is your new Juan Soto, and hopefully they treat him ultimately like he's going to be a national forever. He's got to prove it first.
Sure.
Yeah, he got to prove it because Juan Soto did some amazing things.
Yeah.
That's the expectation for him.
Yeah.
Juan, you knew from start to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
But the point is they didn't take care of Juan because.
Well, we can go down the whole gamut of people they didn't take
care of. But they were trying to. Now they'll say Scott Boras and Juan Soto were not going to sign an extension. And to be fair, the Padres felt the same thing. And the Yankees ultimately got burnt by it too, right? I mean, he's turned his back on three different franchises.
But, Doug, I'm so tired of the, like, oh, Scott Boras. You're a baseball owner. Dealing with Boras is what you sign up for.
Absolutely. Like, and they have dealt with him successfully.
Yeah.
It's just the learners want everybody, including the name of this ballpark, which is still Nationals Park. After all these years.
I kind of love that. Of all their weird, stubborn things.
I know, but they need the revenue. They need the revenue. They want people to buy tickets in order to spend money on the payroll. That's what the owners have said. They want people to buy tickets first. Well, sell the damn naming rights, which nobody cares about. Make it Geico Nationals Park. Whatever you got to do. Sell the damn naming rights. Put a jersey patch on. Find other sources of revenue.
You know,
obviously, the Masson deal will sort itself out, and they'll get a new TV deal, probably with Monumental. But the bottom line is do that so that they can then reinvest that again, like they did for about a 9-year period, heavily reinvest that in making sure that you lock up more than just Caber Ruiz. They need to lock up Dylan Cruz and James Wood, say, at the end of this year, not wait until they're a year or year and a half away from free agency.
That makes some sense. I think many owners think that, we only receive money. We don't have to spend none.
Well, these guys spent it for a while.
For a while. Then they stopped.
I think COVID screwed them 8 different ways,
sure.
Right? So COVID hits. And they don't get to reap the rewards of winning that World Series. You don't get that next season where you jack up the prices on suites and everybody buys them. Everybody's buying the gear. This place is packed the whole season.
No doubt.
Not to mention the family money is tied to commercial real estate, which
What, Jay? Every team, for some extent, had to deal with all of that they dealt with in all sports.
And it was 5 years ago.
You can't stop spending money expecting to just come back. So they got to start spending. If they had success while spending, come back and spend some more.
Yeah, but
listen, here's the problem that I'll just say.
They still building buildings.
They did spend some money post-World Series on re-upping Steven Strasburg. They let Rendon go. They already had Corbin on a 6-year, $140 million deal. That didn't obviously work out after that World Championship year. They did spend money. The problem is not that they don't spend any money. They don't spend, of course, enough of it in order to sustain them with other reasonably similar teams. We're not talking about the Yankees, Mets, or Dodgers payroll. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, they're on a different
planet. Nobody expects that. But you got to spend more than $100 million, $105 million, $110 million, whatever the numbers have been over the last couple of years.
I think the Braves need to be the model for every team that isn't Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, and maybe Red Sox, right? But, like, what the Braves have realized is develop really well, pay those guys super early to really long-term deals, and then you can stay competitive.
Yes.
Now, the Braves are, what, top 10, top 12 in spending? But they have a couple absolute stars on that team. Like, that's what the Nats have to do. And the only thing that has bothered me the most is Rizzo has a proven track record of being a winner. A proven track record of being – that was the worst high five I've ever seen. Let's try again. Rizzo has a proven track record of being a winner.
Was that better?
Of finding talent better.
Okay.
And they're just not letting him do it. Like, there's no way that a team that goes sub 500 for 4 years is what Mike Rizzo's about. Yeah. But you're just tying his hands. And, like, let Riz loose, man. Let him do his job.
Listen.
Let him cook.
Let Riz cook.
Here's what I would say. I know 71 wins is not good enough over the last two. I got it. I understand that. That's not winning baseball. But to me, them getting 71 wins with the budget constraints and the fact that they had to completely reload the farm system, which is part of the reason why they traded Soto 2.5 years early, to me, for them to get to 71 wins each of the last 2 years, and what I project, again, roughly around 78, 79 wins, somewhere in that range, maybe if all things break right, 500, what have you, with his budget constraints, is just a tribute, as you just kind of mentioned, to how smart and the baseball acumen of Mike Rizzo, because they've also cut his staff over the years. They've fired, not renewed, all sorts of chief executives that he's had at his side to help him, and they haven't renewed their contracts. And they've fired guys like Johnny DePiglia last year because of something going on, out of their
money.
Control. The point being is, this team right now, I think, has actually added – I know they haven't spent the money people wanted them to spend. I got it. This team, I think, has been really smart, though, in, say, mid-January to, like, early February, signing guys like Paul DeJong. 24 home runs last year, making the switch over to third base. He's going to be fine, I think, defensively. They didn't have a great answer at third base. By bringing in – you know, they traded a middle reliever for Nathaniel Lowe, who's a gold glover, who has a big power bat 2 years ago with the Texas Rangers. I think they've done a lot of smart things with their budget constraints and without burning through a lot of their premium assets in the farm system.
But see, that's the miracle of, Rizzo. And I think what you got to do is give him better budget so he can do more.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because see these people out here? What, that building, they will come.
Yeah.
That was in the old school.
Yeah.
If you don't start winning, they're not going to keep coming.
I agree.
So you got to start giving them a little bit more to work with.
Everybody comes to opening day.
Yeah. But you got to give them a little more to work with.
What's it look like May 19th?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the investment in your product, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do radio if we don't have microphones and a Comrex setup or a place to go.
Come in the prison cell. Some days it's a miracle.
No, I understand. It's good to see you guys out with the shackles off. I'm happy that you guys got out of the cage. Happy that they let me out of the cage.
Oh, boy. Rooster's out of the cage.
Rooster, don't start that again.
Let's play,
Rooster,
let's play a game here.
You're in prison. We're in jail.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Bruce, try to pick somebody out of the crowd there that's not paying attention, and we're going to try to get them to pay attention. So the lady in the vest, or is that a jacket right here?
That's a jacket.
With the little side purse.
With the hood?
No, she's got her shades up on her head with the little
pink,
purse.
With the pink vest jacket. She's not paying attention.
What's a vest jacket, Bruce?
It's kind of like a vest jacket.
No, there's a vest or a jacket.
It's either a vest or a jacket.
Well, it looks
like
sort
a puffy,
of,
the puffy pink.
The puffy coat.
Hello.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello, ma'am, in the pink puffy coat. Hello.
Right. She's not paying
She's
attention.
She's listening to Bruce, her friend talk.
Yo, now you try, dog. You're the smooth operator.
I am?
Yeah, dude. Try
since,
it.
Since somebody's got to let me in on that. let's see.
But the guy was listening. The guy was listening.
Bruce, you're up. Talk to her, dude.
How you doing?
Oh, there she. Yeah, we're calling out at you. You in the pink jacket. Yeah.
She is not interested in you, Chris.
This is all JP's fault. He's making this incredibly awkward.
He has a lilac button down. We're unsure why. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I hope you're having a great opening day. She's now hiding behind her friend. Oh, now they're coming over here.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Yo, it was.
Oh, she's pointing fingers like Hulk Hogan.
His name's Chris Russell.
No. It's Chris Russo.
Yo, hold on. They're coming. And Jeff, we're going to need a microphone or something. I don't know what to do now. Oh. Hello, ladies. Are you excited for opening day?
Yes.
Did you know Chris Russell?
We were talking? No, they have no idea who I am. Did you know we were talking about you specifically? Because he said, pick out somebody random in the audience that's
not
paying attention.
And see if they'll hear us.
And I said, how about the lady in the pink vest jacket? And he said, what's a pink vest jacket? And I said, I don't know. It's a pink vest jacket. So that's how we got your attention.
Wouldn't you just describe that as a jacket?
Yeah, not a vest jacket.
All right.
Have you ever heard vest jacket? Yeah, the one you can take the sleeves off, but you can't take those sleeves off.
You guys know I am the king of fashion, okay?
How excited are you for opening day, ladies? All right,
we're going to get a microphone on you.
Ladies, can we put this microphone on you?
You want to come live on the radio?
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Things are happening. This is the team. If you're enjoying this segment, it's 106.7. If you hate it, it's Team 980, okay?
What's your name?
Okay. I am daydreaming. All right, my name is Elida, E-L-I-D-A.
Are you a big baseball fan?
Yes.
Are you excited for Nats opening day?
Of course.
What do you think about Chris Russell?
He was talking a lot, but I wasn't paying attention. So.
That's what most people do.
I was going to say, it's often the case. Is this your first opening day or no?
The first time.
Really? First time in the ballpark or first opening day?
First opening day, but I was here before.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Chris's shirt is the same color of her phone.
Are you a hot dog and a beer lady, or what's your plan when you get inside?
Beer lady?
Whoa! That's what I like to hear.
All right. Going to be throwing down some suds.
Alita, thank you for joining us.
Jeff, take Alita and her friend in and get them a beer.
Get them kicking it with. Well, unless they want to be in their spot on line. Will the nice people over there let Alita and her friend get her spot back in line? They said no problem.
They got you.
Yeah, let's do that. If you made it this far, Beamish owes you a beer. He's going to buy
and
you
I
a
got
beer.
You a beer.
Great.
Thank you, Alita. Thank you for being a great sport and putting
Happy
up with Chris Russell.
Absolutely. I'm a nice guy. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
When you yell, I'm a nice guy, it really comes through as authentic. Thank you, ladies. Have a great opening day. Gates open in 40 minutes. We are live outside of Tap 99 and Kilwins. If you want ice cream at Kilwins, it is banging. When we come back, the great mystery, why does Chris Russell have a purple button-down shirt with him? Nobody go anywhere.